सुपर हिट्स 93.5 रेड एफएम पे मैं हूं तोहिन, आपके साथ चल रहा है KA935। टुडे इज कारगिल विजय दिवस। अब कारगिल विजय दिवस बहुत आसानी से नहीं मिला था, बहुत मेहनत करनी पड़ी थी इंडियन आर्मी को। एंड राइट नाउ आई एम इन कॉन्वर्सेशन विद कर्नल करियप्पा, हु वाज डिप्लॉयड एट द लाइन ऑफ कंट्रोल। उस डिप्लॉयमेंट के बाद क्या हुआ, आगे सुनेंगे कर्नल करियप्पा से।
दिस पर्टिकुलर फीचर वाज वेरी वेल डिफेंडेड। इट वाज द एरिया फ्रॉम व्हिच द पाकिस हैड क्रॉस्ड ओवर एंड कम इनटू आवर एरिया। That particular night, if I recall correctly, I think it was the 11th of July. Somewhere halfway through, after we had set up firm base, I got this message on the radio set that we have to fall back. Then when we got back, we were informed that a ceasefire has been declared and the Pakistanis have agreed to withdraw 1 kilometer back from the LOC. Even instead of withdrawing back, their activity was increasing.
Right.
We launched the assault. This was, I think, on the 21st, night of 21st of July. We had to walk over boulders all the time so that we don't step on any open plain ground soil. Mm-hmm. Somehow we managed to reach the top. Enemy was not given any kind of a forewarning. We did not make any noise. It was a quiet kind of a thing that we did. I was going in from a very difficult route through the minefield onto this peak. And when we were about to reach the top, you know, there's a sixth sense that tells you that things are not right.
Right.
But then we saw some movement just about 40 odd feet away. And then I was under the impression, this was around 4:30 in the morning, I thought that this is these are our chaps. And then daylight was breaking out. We saw this one chap sleeping under a sleeping bag. And then I started yelling at him because the location where we were and where he was, it's like very, very narrow, like a razor's edge.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, why are they relaxing? They should be taking up defenses. And that guy got up very lazily and he looked at us and he was trying to figure out who's this yelling at him. That is the time we realized that he's a Pakistani because he's wearing khaki trousers. He's wearing a khaki jersey and a khaki balaclava. So I shot this chap, I shot him between his eyes and his body fell down between the two walls, and then we took out the binoculars and in between the snowfall we observed them once again and we confirmed that yes, they were actually enemy troops. When all this firing was happening, it was like total noise and madness and there's pieces of stones flying all over the place, there's bullets ricocheting and, you know, there's shrapnels flying all over the place. You had to scream and shout on top of your voice to communicate with anybody. So somebody shouted that Hemcharan has got hit. There's a huge motor which fell in front of him. There's a huge chunk of that motor which went and struck him on the face and his entire skull caved in. His eyeballs were out. His brains were out. And his body was shivering in that. He was, of course, he was dead, but his body was shivering in that condition for a very long time. And then somebody shouted, ki sab counterattack aa raha hai, counterattack aa raha hai. So I asked him, kitne bande hai? Then he said, ki, sahab, ye to bande hi bande lag rahe hain, kam se kam 100 honge. Hemcharan was down. There was one more chap, Naresh, who was handling the light machine gun. He got shot through the mouth. There is one more chap called Sunil. When Hemcharan got hit, Sunil leaped out from that little bunker which was made over there. He leaped to go and help Hemcharan. And then when he exposed himself, he got shot by these Pakis who were there just about 40 meters away. And he tumbled and fell. One side of the place from where we climbed, it was a steep, like a cliff. So he tumbled and fell. It was about 700 feet from there. He fell all the way down and there was no way he could have escaped.